Conversation. We'll be giving out 10 spots. That's right. 10 spots for you and a guest to come in to have breakfast with Baldy. We'll do that. Baldy going to join us 7:30 on the River Islands guest line here. Robert Saleh fired from the New York Jets. Jeff Ulbrich, former 49ers linebacker, will be named the interim head coach for the New York Jets. Daniel Hackett is still the offensive coordinator. But we were just talking to during the break,
Shasky. Jeff Ulbrich is a Niner?
Huh?
Do you know what number?
53.
Look at you. What college?
Hawaii.
Look at you.
Jeff Ulbrich was one of my favorites. I love Jeff Ulbrich. I love Jeff Ulbrich.
He was also a part of Jim Moore Jr. staff at one time. Yeah. Down at, I believe, UCLA.
Yep, UCLA. Yeah, he's been around the coaching block for a while. He's intense. But Robert Saleh gets fired, and I'm just wondering why. We'll get Balding on because he spends a lot of time around Jets camp. I'm looking at their last two losses, right? So you fired a defensive-minded head coach when you lose to the Denver Broncos 10-9. And they lost 10-9 to the Denver Broncos. Bo Nix threw for 60 yards. 60 yards, okay? He threw for 60 yards against Minnesota and London. Rodgers threw a pick six. Rodgers threw three picks in all, including a game-winning pick when they were driving. So I'm trying to just figure out, did Rodgers, was it the code red from a few good men? Did Rodgers put out the code red?
Ayahuasca man? Of course he did. I mean, come on, dude. Like, duh. There's no way Belichick's touching the Jets now, right?
Hell no. He never was. And the organization's a mess.
I have a new number one as my power ranking for the Bill Belichick board.
Is it Philly still?
No.
Is it the 49ers?
No. I'll rattle through it very quickly.
All right, go ahead. Do it right now.
Number five, the Jets.
He's not going there.
I know. Number four.
Number four.
The Raiders.
I think the Raiders need to be higher.
Okay.
Just win, baby.
Number three.
Number three.
Jacksonville.
All right.
Number two.
The 49ers.
No. Oh. Although I would love to have them.
Oh, now you...
I'd love to have him.
I can't deal with you.
I'm just teasing. Man. I'm just teasing. The Bears.
That's a good one. But you know what? You see Caleb? He's getting better every single week.
But I like him with the Bears.
Hey, I'm back on the Bears. Take the over win total.
My new number one for Bill Belichick number on the Bill one. Belichick board. The Cincinnati Bengals.
You think he goes to Cincinnati?
What? Are you kidding me? The Cincinnati Bengals.
He'll be on to Cincinnati.
That took the words right out of my mouth. God, Sam, I love you.
You guys are not high on Zach Taylor.
I was hyping up Zach Taylor before they even got to the Super Bowl. Me and Covey were arguing on the late night.
No, how come I brought up Zach Taylor earlier this year?
Because no one ever gives him credit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I gave him credit. You guys pushed back on me just 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, I brought up Zach Taylor. You guys pushed back on me.
Because we're saying that nobody... No, what we were saying is that no one else considers him one of the top 10 coaches.
Well, I don't know why. He's a very good coach.
Oh, he's on the hot seat, Bonte.
Is he on the hot seat?
Well, what are they, 1-4?
Did they make the playoffs last year? No, Burrow got hurt.
Yeah,
Burrow
and then that backup quarterback was balling out till the end.
Yeah, Burrow got hurt.
They're in trouble. Cincinnati.
I don't think Mike Brown, that's not his style, though.
I know, but that's how you buck the trend.
That's not his style.
Belichick, just take over. You've got Burrow. Yeah. If I'm Belichick, I'm finding my franchise quarterback. That's why I like the Bears, and I really like Jacksonville, and I really like, obviously, Cincinnati for him. That's my little Bill Belichick board. I'm taking the Jets off the board. I don't think he wants no part of Rodgers.
I don't think he wants part of the Jets organization, which is why he walked away from it 20-some-odd years ago.
But to your larger point, Aaron Rodgers absolutely beheaded Robert Saleh.
Oh, it's not even close. Not even close.
God, you think he would take a job mid-season and come back here? He's got like top 12 kids.
Just bring him as a consultant. Bring him in as a consultant.
So now I have two consultants defense. Brandon Staley and I've got Robert Saleh.
We need
both on the whiteboard.
You know what they miss?
Consulting.
They miss Saleh's energy on that sideline.
From the inventor of I don't care about.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care. But since y'all's. Y'all made such a big deal about press box gate and whether to be on the sideline. Well, what has Nick Sorensen done on the sideline? Does he show any emotion?
Not enough.
How much emotion does he show?
I don't know, but I mean, the only emotion I've seen from the sideline is when Dre Greenlaw was ready to get in a fight in street clothes.
I swear to God. Cleveland's a good call, Zucci May. Cleveland's a good call.
I don't think he wants anything to do with Deshaun Watson. And well,
they'd move off of him. I mean, they're going to have to eat
like
a lot of money.
$10 billion
cap
hit.
I get it. Belichick was talking about money yesterday with Pat
McAfee.
Wait,
what is it?
$172 million dead cap for
next couple
years.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's bad. Oh, my God.
And it accelerates the second you cut them.
They're stuck.
$172? I might just bite the bullet for a year and do it. It's that bad.
You know.
I honestly, I don't think Deshaun Watson goes to another team.
No, I think he's done.
I think he's done.
He's just stuck in Cleveland.
I don't think anyone brings him back.
He's stuck in Cleveland. No, I was going back to Sorensen for a second. I'm just thinking about him. Sometimes I get confused with Kyle Shanahan and the way they just look on the sideline. Like, we know Shanahan, you don't really get a lot of fist pumps out of him.
No.
You don't get much out of Shanahan on the sideline. He's just
unless you blow an assignment as a DC in the Super Bowl.
He'll throw his headset on. I remember when he did that, I go, what did I say in real time? I said, who the hell is he to throw his headset? He kept your ass in the Super Bowl.
We were up in the noses of nosebleeds of all spots, and I could see him throw the iPad.
That ticked me off. Again, I said, Shanahan, you finally won me over. Now you want to throw your headset to Steve Wilkes? Unbelievable. Unfreaking believable. So, you
bring Salah home, though.
Bring Salah home. Oh, my gosh. But this a larger point with Aaron Rodgers. You talk about a guy, Q rating, going down the drain. He's one of the all-time greats, throwers of the football, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But the way he's gone down over the last 5 years with that guy,
he
couldn't get along with Matt LaFleur. How fun does Green Bay look?
Oh.
They look like they love playing for Matt LaFleur.
Absolutely.
Hey, Rodgers tried to stick it to him, try to get him fired. He got McCarthy fired. McCarthy doesn't seem like a bad guy. I don't think he's a great head coach. But you know what? Dallas is playing for him. Dak Prescott went to his family's house with him in Pittsburgh. Did you see the way they were laughing when they scored that game when he touched down to Pittsburgh? They have fun with Mike McCarthy. Credit to him. Aaron Rodgers got our boy Salah fired. He's a coach killer.
You really don't like Aaron Rodgers.
Not anymore. You give up 10 points to the Denver. Bo Nix threw for 60 yards.
Well, he's not very good.
-7 at halftime.
-7 at halftime.
That's Kaepernick style.
You know?
What was Kaepernick, -12 against the Bears?
Chicago or something like that. -4 or something like that.
Bo Nix just threw like 300 yards against Antonio Pierce. So
and then shoot his coach out.
Yeah, that was pretty sick. Sean Payton.
Well, Sean Payton. You know how I feel about Sean Payton.
And Payton said he has a little Ferris Bueller's Day Off in him, too.
No, I don't know how you feel about Sean Payton.
I think he is a fraud.
No, before the season, you were like agreeing with Cowher when he has had him in the top five.
I hate Sean Payton.
But not only that, Bo Nix throws for 60 yards, and then Rodgers goes out there to London and throws three interceptions, including a pick six to Van Ginkle. And he got confused as Van Ginkle came back, act like he was in the cover zero blitz, and dropped back in coverage and took away the slant. It went 60 yards to the house. And then he throws a pick to Stephon Gilmore, a terrible throw by Rodgers, and they had the audacity to go to the referee and chew him out. No, you threw the interception. You threw three picks. Who the hell is Aaron? Like, Aaron Rodgers missed me with him.
He was on the ground, and I don't know if you saw all the memes, but he hurt his ankle, and he's on the ground, and it was like me after playing Legos with my kid for more than 5 minutes after I'm 35-plus years old. I mean, it was just the greatest meme of all time.
You know what?
He is a coach killer.
So, you know what? New York City deserves him. Jets fans, you wanted him. We all said, be careful what you wish for. Be careful. Baldy's always around Jets camp. I thought the Jets were going to be legit this year because of that
Brees
defense.
Hall, all the people who took Brees Hall in fantasy, you have to be regretting that.
Yeah, did you take Brees Hall?
No.
I did.
Guido took him number one overall.
Yeah, he's not looking good
and
right now.
The guy number zero is the guy who should be playing. Yeah, also, the guy who played with Isaac Arendo in college, and he looks like a better NFL player.
Took him number one overall? That's a fireball offense.
Who, Guido?
Yeah, he should be fired.
Guido might be just like Saul
got fired. Come on.
Guido's got a great team.
Brees Hall number one over Justin Jefferson.
Like 4-1.
No, but you know what though? It's easy to say that in hindsight. But I didn't take Justin Jefferson in one league. I took Brees Hall number three overall because I didn't know she had Sam Darnold playing quarterback.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill, you didn't know about Tua.
So when Mike McDaniels gets fired down in Miami, we're just gonna bring all the old coordinators back, huh?
Why not? Oh, Spadoni. Oh. You said the Jets would be Super Bowl contenders on a pregame
show. Did you? This is the move that's going to galvanize them. Actually, I said they were contenders. No, I didn't say they were going to win it.
No, I thought the Jets would be really good, too. I don't mean to bring that. That's the Comcast business.
My Chiefs-Eagles pick is on tonight, though.
People love to bring up our receipts. I love to see you guys' receipts out there.
Hey, we all miss.
I picked the Jets last year to win the Super Bowl, though. That was a tough season.
This is my favorite question to the kids. I say to the kids all the time, Steph Curry's like a career 44% three-point shooter. He's the greatest of all time. That means he's missing like close to 55%. All right? It's okay. You can miss. It's okay.
You miss 1,000, what is it, 100% of the shots you don't take.
There you go.
Yeah.
Closed mouths don't get fed at the Chasky household.
Wow.
You like that one? Speak up or forever hold your truth.
Look at you.
I'm so ready to talk to Baldy.
Is he ready to roll?
I mean, do we bring Salah in? Like, what do we do here? Is Salah going to actually wrap up? Is he going to be the one? Is he the one missing tackles?
Hey. You know,
if I'm Jed York, how much money do you have to pay Robert Saleh take a week off and come straight to San Francisco, right away?
I just can't wrap my head around Aaron Rodgers because you know he ordered a cold red. You know he ordered a cold red.
We should have known when he pushed him off of him.
Like, already you play the Vikings are 5-0. It's a good football team. You had the ball with a chance to win the game. The quarterback that you traded heaven and earth for threw the pick, and he threw 3-0. And his body language is, you want to talk about all-time bad body language? Oh, Garrett Wilson is over Aaron Rodgers. I bet you Garrett Wilson wants out.
I mean, does he want to go back to Zach Wilson?
Hey, well, do you think he just wants out of that situation?
Well, I mean, it's the Jets.
I don't even know. I mean, and he's a hell of a player. Hell of a player. Now, everybody's going to point to 28-36. He's 28-36. Robert Saleh. Well, you lost Rodgers 4 plays into the season.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that sucks.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I saw a stat floating around yesterday about Kyle Shanahan. He's under 500 without CMC. It's like, yeah, he took over an expansion team. Does anyone remember how bad they were? They had Brian Hoyer playing quarterback.
I mean, they were all-time bad. The fact that they lost 5 straight games by 3 points or less was an accomplishment in itself. Like, that was an accomplishment for that 49ers.
My favorite
team.
Was hearing the voice of the 49ers try to cape up for the toughness of C.J. Beathard during that losing streak. All right. I also heard an explanation yesterday from the same individual about global warming ruining the stadium and how the Niners need to wear white jerseys during the month of October. And it's like, guys, I'm telling you right now, the color of the jerseys had nothing to do with them winning or losing on Sunday.
You're going down a rabbit hole that I'm not going down with you with. I'm not going into that bunker, but I want to hear from Richard Sherman. At 888-957-9570, I have no idea what you're talking about.
They were saying that it gets too hot in October in Levi's Stadium.
Who's saying that? Who's saying that?
Everyone. Oh, and I'm telling everyone right now, red jerseys, white jerseys, it didn't make a difference. All right? No difference.
Our boy Niner Nick, did you see his video? Niner Nick?
Oh, I saw him. It was great.
Dude.
Go Niners, psych.
No, when he's talking about the stadium, we got the worst modern. I told you, whenever they lose, stadium talk appears. Oh, the stadium.
He is right on one element. Of the modern new stadiums, it's not one of the best.
Yeah, but nobody talks about the stadium when they win. Oh, Levi's is rocking at night.
Yeah, but this is what happens. The amenities better be good.
You know what?
Like, even though the Giants sucked for the last however many years, stadium was still sweet.
Yeah, I hear sounded like Al Gore talking about global warming, man. We need to hurry up and get the ball.
I said someone else did.
You brought it up. Let's get the
Shark Week. We're talking about the team.
Shark Week, please.